Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a great Thursday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Of course, it's been a busy day in the NBA. We've had the release, at least, of one guy we know of. And Chauncey Billups arrested this morning. Released a couple hours ago. This is gambling scandal. Terry Rozier arrested. Damon Jones arrested. We're going to have a conversation with Amy Dash. Amy covers all things from a legal perspective on behalf of Odyssey Sports. Amy will be here with us in about 20 minutes. Okay, we got Thursday Night Football going on right now, this minute, this second. Chargers, well, not wasting any time. The Chargers ahead of the Vikings, 14-0. About 2 minutes have gone by here in the now in the second quarter. We'll keep you up to date on this one as it moves on. Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is being Carson Wentz, not helping the cause here as J.J. McCarthy still not ready to go out here and play. Botcher, did he turn the ball over?
I did not see. I think they're just coming back from the Chargers scoring a touchdown.
Vidal has rushed for a touchdown. Gadsden caught himself a touchdown. And so the Chargers at home lead Minnesota 14-0. We were expecting this one to be some type of a close game. Not exactly what we've gotten so far. Hopefully the Chargers don't run away with it, because who wants to watch a blowout on Thursday? Not I. Okay, if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We want to give a big thank you to Julia Kreutz for joining us from Sportsnet in Toronto to talk about the World Series that begins tomorrow. We also want to give a big thank you to James Herbert for joining us. He is a CBS sports writer, covers all things NBA. James came through and joined us last hour. So you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you've missed anything. Thank you to people listening live on their local affiliates, SiriusXM channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call us 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. We've been able to give you an update here on Thursday Night Football. We talked about Aaron Rodgers getting ready to take on the Green Bay Packers on the next primetime game in the NFL. That will be on Sunday Night Football. And then I kind of mentioned this in the last break. Just people saying nasty things to each other. Aaron Rodgers has kind of calmed down on that. I guess not being a member of the New York Jets, we've now reached the kinder, a gentler version of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, a matter of fact, listen to this comment. Aaron Rodgers, ahead of his matchup against the Green Bay Packers, his former team, he actually says he wishes things ended differently.
Obviously, you would have loved to ride off in the sunset after a Super Bowl win, but that's not the way the league goes sometimes. And, you know, I knew the writing was on the wall when Jordan was picked. And it was a matter of time. I happened to win MVP the first 2 years he was with us. But I knew at some point there would be a change, and if I wanted to play, it'd probably have to be elsewhere.
Wow. Oh, he's being realistic. He's not throwing darts. He continued on. He's saying, yeah, when it's all said and done, I want to formally retire as a Green Bay Packer. Good for him. Aaron Rodgers being a decent guy for now. Hopefully it stays that way. Here's the complete opposite. Sean Payton is a jerk. Yeah, the head coach of the Denver Broncos, the team that just went ahead and, you know, came back and beat the Giants, scored 33 points in a quarter. Yeah, the same Sean Payton won himself a Super Bowl in New Orleans, used to work for the New York Giants. The same Sean Payton that was on TV and then came back and coached and destroyed Nathaniel Hackett, who was in a coach for the Jets at the time. He came through and killed that guy. And then he decided to destroy Russell Wilson this weekend. You know, he did not want to see Jackson Dart. And, you know, he made a comment about how he wishes Jackson Dart didn't get the start and that he wishes that it was Russell Wilson. Okay, here's the commentary from Sean Payton after that historic Broncos comeback from earlier this week.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there, close with the Mayor Tisch family. You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that that change would have happened long after our game. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, wow. We were hoping that change would have happened long after our game. Now, Russell Wilson, who's always been a Mr. Nice Guy, Russell Wilson responded on social media, and he basically called him classless. He says, but I'm not surprised. I didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. He then put out laughing emojis and then said, let's ride. We all know Sean Payton was suspended in 2012 for his role in what was that Bounty Gate program with the New Orleans Saints. And so today, Sean Payton was asked about the comments in the tweet from Russell Wilson. And Sean Payton pretty much said, I didn't mean to be a jerk, but I guess I was.
I did. Look, and the euphoria, the way that game unfolded, that was strictly about Dart. I mean, and I that was in no way, shape, or form anything that was directed at Russ.
Well, it was directed at Russ. You didn't have to say his name because he was the quarterback that was starting before Dart got there. And so what does he think? The general public is in kindergarten? Like, Sean Payton is a whole ass jerk here. And then he continued on and he goes, oh, yeah, but I can understand why Russ felt a way about that. You think?
I might be able to see how he might perceive that, but coming off that win and watching how he played, that wasn't any intention at all.
The man said that he spoke to the family before. Bacha, am I on drugs? Did he not say he spoke to them before the game?
Yeah, he spoke to the Maras before the game.
And yeah, said, you spoke to them before the game. Before Jackson Dart went out there and accounted for four touchdowns, yeah, they still lost the game. He had a key interception late. Before you even took the guy on, you're pretty much, you know, kind of saying, oh, well, I wish you were taking on Russell Wilson. What a jerk, man. He is. It's the same guy that basically said Nathaniel Hackett was like the worst head coach ever, left him a basic poop show when he was running the Denver Broncos. And this guy is now on the New York Jets as an assistant, offensive coordinator, excuse me. The guy got fired. He had to go to another job, basically got demoted. He has egg on his face. And now you have one of the more accomplished head coaches in the NFL over the past 15, 20 years. Thank you, Drew Brees. Who's now kicking a guy when he's down? Like, we always hear about the coaching fraternities and player fraternities. There's only but so many guys who come through and get the job. And Sean Payton wanted to take a dump on him. And now Sean Payton is taking a dump on Russell Wilson. And so Russell Wilson, as goody two-shoes-ish as he's been, as, you know, very particular and manicured of his personality that he's been, I'm glad that he punched back. Because this guy is a jerk. Like, Sean Payton is easy not to root for. And you know what? I appreciate, shout-outs to Michael Wilbon. Shout-outs to Chicago as well. Michael Wilbon was like, man, he's a bum.
Sean Payton is a really, really, really fine coach. He's a Chicago guy. I lean toward letting it slide.
Eastern Illinois?
Except Sean Payton behaves too often like a classless bum. That's what he behaves like. And he thinks he's so chesty. He can say stuff, but you can't say something back. Russell Wilson can't come back at him.
He did.
Russell Wilson's got as many Super Bowl rings as Sean Payton.
That's right, one.
And been to one more. Sean Payton will tell you assisted and try to take credit for that. And Sean Payton, what does Sean Payton think? This is like 1948? Like Russell Wilson as a quarterback can't come back at him as a man? Good. I'm glad Russell Wilson did. And they can be equals in that way in terms of status in football. But Sean Payton, who do you think you are? You ain't that good where you can just take shots at people and you better go in the rope-a-dope. I wish Russell Wilson had gone further.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, Russell Wilson wasn't going to go further. It was almost enough of what he said. I'm glad he hit back. Yeah, I don't care about none of these coaches, but Sean Payton, when he comes on the television, and I got no problem with the Broncos, none. Sean Payton makes them unlikable. A lot of people like to beat up on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs, all they win, all they do is win, and the NFL is looking out for them. When it comes to this guy's squad, the Broncos, I am rooting against Sean Payton. Abacha, do you like this guy? You agree he's a jerk, right?
He takes unnecessary statements to the extreme. So when you don't have to talk about the former head coach that you replaced and basically got traded to because you were suspended, you decided to not to coach anymore while you lost your star player. It's just he doesn't seem to look inside and see there's other things about you that you've done extremely wrong that people can criticize you, but he goes out of his way to say what's bad about everybody else. And that's just a sign of someone who's not a good person.
Yeah, he's a jerk. He's just a jerk, always trying to kick somebody when they're down. That's the part that I did not appreciate. I didn't need to see him beating up on a celebrity like Russell Wilson to prove that. But kicking a guy while he's down is certainly not a good thing. Oh, my goodness. That must have been like a 30-yard pass by Justin Herbert as they're trying to put some more points on the board. I want to call him San Diego so bad. The Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers, lead the Vikings 14-3. And they're currently threatening to put some more points up on the board. So we'll keep you up to date on that one. Of course, the big news of today is the fact that we had, well, this really is awful news. I can't even call it big news. It's horrific news. Chauncey Billups arrested. Damon Jones, former teammate of LeBron, current Cavaliers assistant coach, he's arrested. Terry Rozier, active player on the Miami Heat, he was arrested earlier today. All three due to their different parts in a gambling probe that took place all over North America over the past several years. Listen to Kash Patel. This is the current FBI director on this gambling investigation.
This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. The fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
Well, apparently, this is released by the government. Chauncey Billups was involved with crime families who were running illegal poker games, hustling unsuspected individuals who wanted to play with celebrities like Chauncey Billups. Apparently, Chauncey Billups was a face and a front to attract the ordinary man to play. And then the ordinary man got kind of hustled through hidden cameras and x-ray tables and hidden cameras playing poker. And then, according to the FBI's investigation as well, Terry Rozier was betting unders or kind of tipping people off about what he was not going to do in the game so people could win. And then Damon Jones is pretty much in the same boat as Chauncey Billups. Shaquille O'Neal was on ESPN earlier today, well, not too long ago, actually, due to the kind of pregame he's contributing. Don't ask for Charles Barkley. And Shaq talked about Chauncey and Terry Rozier. Take a listen.
We all know the letter of the law when it comes to gambling and sports gambling. And I don't want to sit up here like I'm some perfect guy. Like, I, every now and then when I go to Vegas, I'll play some craps and I'll play some roulette. But never gambled at anybody's house. Don't know anything about poker. So I don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the Chauncey thing. But I know Chauncey. I know Damon very well. Played with Damon. So I don't want to sit up here. But I'm ashamed that those guys would put their families and their careers in jeopardy. There's an old saying in the hood, all money ain't good money. So if you're making $9 million and you're dealing in certain things, like how much more do you need? Especially if you know you get caught, you can do jail time, lose your career, put a bad image on yourself or your family or on the NBA. I agree with you, Chuck. They dropped the ball.
100%.
They had
100% dropped the ball.
And like you never want to have your name involved in that when you know the letter of the law. And Ernie, again, I know for a fact every year they cancel practice and say don't do this and don't do that and don't do that.
Well, listen, they got the whole crew out there, sharing their opinions as well. So hey, look at that, Charles Barkley working on consecutive nights. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. To get a better insight as to, what took place today, what are the legal implications, what could happen, joining us in about 5 minutes, we will have Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash. Amy will join us. We'll get her thoughts, get her opinions and her expertise on this situation that is just the biggest story in the States today, outside of sports as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We might be in the midst of the NFL season. We might be on the eve of the World Series. But today in the sports world, outside of the sports world, the news has been pretty much dominated by this illegal gambling scandal that has just kind of rocked the NBA. Terry Rozier, Miami Heat guard, arrested. Chauncey Billups, Portland Trail Blazers coach, arrested. Damon Jones, assistant coach for the Cavs, arrested. All tied into illegal gambling issues and stories, tipping off bettors and illegal poker games. And this could have some wide-ranging implications, not just for these individuals, but also the league and professional sports in whole. So joining us right now, as I mentioned prior to the break, is Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash. And it's good to have her on. All the insider calls, ironically, are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. I know it's been a busy day. We all have heard, about these allegations against Chauncey and Damon Jones and Terry Rozier. What is the next step in process as to, you know, what happens with these guys as these allegations are found to be proven or not proven?
Well, it's going to be a very lengthy process, and, you know, they will probably have to be arraigned, and they will have to post bail, and then they'll have to meet with their attorneys, and they'll have to see if even any type of plea deals are offered, or if they want to put up a full defense and go to trial. If there is a trial, apparently the federal government says it had thousands of hours of video from extensive surveillance that's reportedly been conducted over the course of years. More than two dozen search warrants were also executed on electronic records. So that could be cell phones, it could be computers. Some text messages were cited in some of the indictments. So they're going to have to contend against that evidence, and the feds say that they've very precisely been building these cases piece by piece over years.
So knowing that any of these guys could sit around and say, hey, I know somebody else, you know, he's a bigger part of this than me. We know that there's organized crime families that have some big names that are obviously a part of this. What could any of the punishments look like for any of these guys? I mean, if they strike a plea deal, do you get off a little easier because you pulled in a bigger fish? Like, what are some of the implications here?
Well, first of all, the case is ongoing. And to your first point, I believe that some of these people may have already cooperated. You know, I'll give you one example. Somebody is listed as a co-conspirator in the sports betting case. So there's two separate cases. One, as you mentioned, deals with sports betting, giving insider information so that people can bet on things like prop bets, you know, unders, and assuming that athletes are not going to meet their statistical norms. And we saw that happened on a couple of occasions. And there's that rigged poker games, as you discussed. So Chauncey Billups, we know that he was taken into custody, and he was only named in the rigged poker games case. But then there's a co-conspirator listed in the sports betting case. And this co-conspirator, number 8, is described as an NBA player who played from 1997 to 2014, an NBA coach since 2021, an Oregon resident. So a lot of people are rumoring maybe this could be Chauncey Billups, who may have also been reportedly involved in the other case. So I think there's been a lot of exchange of information. Damon Jones is listed in both cases. There are a lot of players and co-conspirators, some of them former NBA players and coaches that have not been named, but are named under, you know, these pseudonyms of co-conspirator, player one, player two, player three in these indictments. In terms of what they could face sentence-wise, so the guys that you mentioned have all been charged basically with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to money launder. These are crimes that at the federal level could carry up to 20 years, but that's really unlikely. Like I said, they take into account whether a plea deal is offered. Even if a plea deal is not offered, if they were to get convicted, there would be a lot of things that would factor into the sentencing guidelines. For example, the number of victims, how much money, was there restitution, did they have a criminal history? And as we saw with the college bribery scandal, a lot of guys that were charged with similar crimes got 6 months or just served probation. So I wouldn't say that necessarily there would be years and years of prison time if there were convictions on these charges.
Amy Dash is here with us, Odyssey Legal Insider. We knew about the situation with Terry Rozier. The NBA actually cleared them, or cleared him, from their perspective. Obviously, he was not cleared from the FBI. The NBA hires plenty of people, outside investigators, law enforcement, and what have you. Of course, they're not the FBI. But why do you think there was kind of a discrepancy? Do you think the NBA just kind of wanted to take the approach of, let the legal system handle this if something's going to be there?
I'm not sure if they were privy to all of the information that the federal government had. And what the federal government is alleging in that particular case is that Rozier, on at least one occasion, you know, removed himself from a game. They're saying on purpose so that people could bet on his unders. But what they're additionally saying is that they believe that he was co-conspiring with a childhood friend of his, and that after these bets were placed, after he left one of his games early, they have proof, they claim, that he paid for this friend's trip to go to Philadelphia to get the proceeds, that immediately when the friend came back from Philadelphia, he went to Rozier's house, and that's where they counted the proceeds, and Rozier allegedly got a portion of the proceeds. So I'm not sure if the NBA was privy to that information that's in the indictment. We don't know if that's true, but that's what's alleged here. And maybe that's why, or to your original point, actually, maybe, you know, people have since cooperated and given more information over the years since that investigation was concluded. Maybe more information has come to the surface.
Now, Amy Dash is here with us, Odyssey Legal Insider. We know that Chauncey Billups and Rozier, Damon Jones, they've all been placed on leave while this system plays out. We know that the government wants to be aggressive, and there might be other people that get roped in. And the season ends in June. We know that's when they'll crown another champ. Is there any possibility that we'll see Chauncey on the sidelines this year, or is this might as well be a lost season for him and even Terry Rozier?
I don't think you'll see them this season. That's my opinion. I question whether if they are convicted, obviously they're innocent until proven guilty, and it's going to be a long road ahead. Even if they were getting a plea deal, these processes take a long time in the legal system. But there is some precedent. Jonte Porter, who was named in one of these indictments, we know that he, you know, had some legal troubles, and he got a lifetime ban related to this type of situation, the sports betting. So it's questionable whether they'll ever return to the league, in my opinion. But obviously that remains to be seen, because they should have an opportunity to put up a strong defense.
Well, Amy, we know even before we moved into an era of digital gambling, prop bets, that gambling was an issue and a threat to sports for forever. I mean, we can go back more than 100 years to the Black Sox. We can fast forward to Pete Rose. We could think about Louisville from almost more than a decade ago at this point, just about a decade ago. This isn't anything new, but what might be a change now that we have so much technology involved? Or is there a change? Is this just the latest scandal and we'll have another one, you know, another year from now, another 5 years?
You know, I really feel like it comes down to the characters of the people that were involved. Obviously, you know, four different crime families, La Cosa Nostra, Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, Lucchese families, are accused of being involved in these illegal gambling rings where the poker games were rigged. And like you said, with this high-tech, you know, technology, the x-ray tables and spy glasses and decks that shuffled these cards and could read them with hidden cameras. So I think the technology, to your point, does, you know, provide more opportunities for people to think that they can get away with this type of thing. But I feel like when it comes to the league, if you have people on the inside who are making massive amounts of money, you know, over $100 million from playing professional sports, and they are willing to take risks, if in fact any of this is true, and give insider information and, you know, fix games, and millions of people are affected and millions of dollars are at stake from people who are trying to legally gamble, whether it be at poker games or whether it be on these online platforms betting on professional games. You know, there's certainly an element there of recklessness and of questionability as to why people would put so much at stake when they're already profiting from the professional achievements. And so I think, you know, part of it may be this very real sort of consequence of gambling being so accessible is that it is an addiction for a lot of people. And there is sort of a you know, this payoff that people chase, this adrenaline rush. And when they lose, they try to recover it. And we know the house That's always right. wins. So, you know, I think you need to, there's character, there's how people weigh risks versus benefits, and there's addiction. So I think it's like very multi-layered, and it depends on the people that are involved, but certainly the technology makes it, I guess, a little bit easier to feel invincible in these situations.
Amy, in conclusion, we know that this, another adjustment is that the leagues have certainly embraced gambling. This is not something that's just under the table or on the side. The leagues are certainly all benefiting from the sports books and prop bets as well. Do you see any future regulation to try to maybe slow down what we've gotten? Maybe the prop bets are adjusted. Maybe there's no more unders, or is it just too much money out there on the table for everybody to just maybe just throw their hands in the air and go, hey, it's going to happen every now and then. Let's just make the money and keep it moving.
You make a great point, because I remember when they were fighting to try to legalize sports gambling, and actually the leagues were initially against it. And then, of course, as people started taking a piece of the pie, everybody's views changed toward it. And I think also some people realized that they weren't going to win that fight, so why not profit off of it? And then you have sort of this wild, wild west where there's so many different ways to bet, and there's so many different platforms, and they're constantly advertising to people. And it seems like a you know, quick and easy way to make a lot of money. And so with that comes temptation, not just from people who are everyday people who are betting, but, you know, people who are in the league and the league itself. And the league has said, you know, we're going to try to cut down on prop bets. We're going to try to mitigate the risk. But I do think it's very hard to do so because there's just so much money involved. Yeah. And it's just so accessible. So I don't think it's as easy as just cutting out prop bets. I think it's something that, you know, maybe there does need to be more regulation, but I hate to say that because anything that's regulated by the government or the federal government is never really regulated properly. And then when you have private entities, then there's corruption there as well. So, yeah, it's a tricky situation. A lot of people enjoy it and they do it responsibly. And so I guess situations like this hopefully will be a deterrent where people, you know, lose so much just to gain so little. And a lot of people are affected in the process.
It seems like history repeats itself in just a more advanced way. So I wonder what will happen next. And Amy, we certainly appreciate you coming by and sharing your expertise. Please tell everybody where they could follow and keep up with you as this Thanks. Story and others continue to pop up, crop up, and keep things moving.
Sure. I'm on Twitter at Amy-TV, and you can hear me on CBS Sports Radio, Infinity Network, and all the Odyssey stations nationwide as The Legal Insider.
Hey, Amy, we appreciate the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Thanks so much. Take care.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much. That, of course, Amy Dash, as she just shared with you, Odyssey Legal Insider. And all of the insider calls is brought to you by BetMGM. Okay, go ahead and check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Make sure you go ahead and do it responsibly, okay? You won't get caught up in some of these things that happen with Chauncey Billups or Terry Rozier or Damon Jones or Jonte Porter or Pete Rose or Louisville. I can go on and on. Be careful what you get involved in, folks. Let's just put it that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to give me a holler before we roll out, it's simple. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's been a busy day. It's busy right now with Thursday Night Football. We got some basketball going on. And right now, to give us an update on everything going on in the world of sports, here he is. It's Justin Rock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And boy, oh boy, we thought this was going to be a close game. I guess there's still time. It's halftime. The Chargers lead the Vikings 21-3 at the half. Yikes. Justin Herbert has already thrown 2 touchdowns. He's completed 14 of 18 passes for 191 yards. And then you got Carson Wentz, who's already been sacked 3 times. He's running around, holding his arm, and I'm like, damn it, they're going to have another injury sooner than later. It's just the Chargers have dominated this game. 266 total yards to 93 for the Minnesota Vikings. Even when you look at the time of possession, it feels like the Chargers have held the ball forever. They've had the ball 18 minutes to 12 for the Minnesota Vikings. The Chargers also have 82 rushing yards to 10 rushing yards for the Minnesota Vikings. Aaron Jones is back in this game, coming off of the injured reserve with his own hamstring injury. He has 3 carries for 9 yards. And so the Minnesota Vikings are just, they're struggling. I mean, their defense can't do everything, especially if the offense isn't going to help keep the defense off of the field. So the Chargers lead Minnesota at halftime, 21-3. Also, we got a good game here in Indiana. The Pacers are taking on the Thunder in what is, can we call it a rematch? Probably not, of the finals. We have no Tyrese Halliburton. Right now, the Thunder and the Pacers are going back and forth. The Thunder lead right now, about 9 minutes to go in the game, 87. That's it. Well, it's tied up at 87 apiece. So we got some good games going on. At least that's a good game. Thursday Night Football certainly is not it. Botch, are we getting a comeback in the second half?
Yeah, no, it's not happening. Oh, I saw frustration out of Justin Jefferson leaving the half. It's not looking good.
Yeah, no, they're about sick of Carson Wentz. They're like, can we move on from this? Okay, we'll see what happens. Well, that's looking into the future. Right now, let's take a look into the past, because it's the end of the show. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
back in the days when I was young. I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is October 23rd, 2025. If we go back to October 23rd, 1964, Joe Frazier, this man went out there and he won a gold medal in the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. Okay, he had an easy points win over Hans Huber, who represented Germany. And Joe Frazier, God rest his soul, tough as a gun. Someone else, he knew he was tough, God rest his soul too, was George Foreman. Listen to George tell you about how tough Joe Frazier was.
I mean, it's strange, but I wasn't afraid of Muhammad. I lost the title to Muhammad, but I remember Joe Frazier. He was the toughest guy I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Smoking Joe Frazier. My mother watched him fight on television, and he hit a guy so hard that the guy turned his back. And I kept thinking, I want to be champ of the world, but I sure hope Joe Frazier died.
Well, damn, right? Not die like that. Anyway, you get his point. October 23rd, 1988, Dan Marino. He threw for 521 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. The Dolphins lost to the Jets 44-30. Marino completing 35 of 60 passes. It was the biggest single game total of yardage, 521, in NFL history. What a way to do that in a loss. And all them interceptions too. Listen to this fifth pick, courtesy of the NFL.
Probably the last play. Well, it's fourth down, 9 seconds to go. And it's the same call. This to the right side. And intercepted and out of bounds goes Eric McMillan with a hat trick.
Good defensive backs think they own that football.
Yeah, despite that, I think that Dan Marino guy, I think he ended up with an okay career. October 23rd, the year 2000. Man, the Jets and Dolphins got a thing about October 23rd. I remember this game. I remember watching this game on Monday night. The New York Jets. They were losing 30-7 in the third quarter. They ended up beating the Dolphins 40-37 in overtime. The Jets scored 4 touchdowns, kicked a field goal to force overtime. This is like what happened with the Broncos and Giants the other day. Listen to Chad Pennington get a touchdown pass to Jumbo Elliott.
Meanwhile, second down and goal from the 2 out of the tight formation. Fake to Martin, then a dump.
Team in.
The tackle lines up as an eligible receiver at the end of the line. He's open. He's juggling. He's falling down.
Yeah, Jumbo Elliott. What a name, right? You got to be Jumbo. You got to be playing on the offensive line. Can't be a wide receiver. October 23rd, another Miami something. In 2016, Jay Ajayi, he tied an NFL record. He passed 200 yards rushing for the second game in a row. And the Dolphins, they beat the Bills 28-25. Overall, he rushed for 214 yards. He did it by carrying the ball 29 times. And the week before that, he had 204 yards. They beat Pittsburgh, Miami did. Now, Jay Ajayi says, 200 yards? I got that. Listen to this.
Motion Ajayi back in. He'll take the handoff running right. He's over 200 yards again. Inside the 15. Corey Graham takes him down. He is now the fourth running back in Dolphins history to have a 200-yard game, and he's down on the field. Cramping up a little bit, it looks like.
Yeah, I'd be cramping up, too. You make me run for 400 yards in 2 weeks. Legs be killing me at that point in time. Damn. October 23rd, 2019. Oh, boy, this is before the world hit the craps, okay? Kyrie Irving, in his Brooklyn Nets debut, he scored 50 points. It was an NBA record, still is an NBA record, for a guy debuting with a new team. Unfortunately for him, I guess this was an omen for everybody in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets, they lost at home to the Minnesota Timberwolves 127-126. Kyrie, yeah, he lost the game, scored 50, but he was happy to be back in at home, I guess.
You know, I wasn't trying to get too emotional or anything like that, but, you know, just a Jersey kid playing for his home team. You know, it's nothing like it. It's been brewing since I was in fourth grade. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen at this point or this age, but it's here.
What? Huh? Bacha, what are we doing, man? He's from New Jersey. I get it, tri-state area, but he played in Brooklyn. He didn't exactly play in New Jersey. What are we doing here?
It's close enough.
Is it?
It's about like an hour and a half drive.
The Brooklyn Nets are the hometown team for whatever. They're not at the Meadowlands. They're downtown Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know that. But at the same time, he grew up with the Nets. So if you kind of just take out the location of the Nets, it's the same thing.
They used to be on Long Island.
Yeah. They still are. Long Island Nets. G League team still plays there.
They just belong to the Tri-State. They play on the outskirts of what the Knicks own. Fair?
Fair. That's fair enough. Anything but Manhattan or the five boroughs. You maybe have a portion of Brooklyn with the Brooklyn Nets, but it's more of like the surrounding area.
The Brooklyn Nets couldn't, not that there's a reason for them to, they couldn't even move to Westchester County, okay? They couldn't move them to Connecticut. They will forever be stuck to New Jersey and Long Island. And then Kyrie says, yeah, I'm hometown team. I guess, Kyrie. I guess. Hopefully he gets well soon so he can ball out and play in Dallas. Help out Cooper Flagg. Yeah, we'll see. What a day it's been. Dominated by gambling. Bacha, you going to drive to Atlantic City tonight?
Nope. No, I think I'm going to take a big... the Jake's 58. But no, I think I'm going to take a break from gambling because I don't know if the FBI is watching.
Okay. Well, hopefully you haven't done anything illegal. A big shout out to Amy Dash, Odyssey Legal Insider, for joining us. We appreciate her expertise. Thank you to James Herbert, a CBS sports writer, covers all things NBA. Thank you so much for coming through, James. And thank you to Julia Kreutz for joining us. She covers all things Toronto Blue Jays for Sportsnet, as we are now less than 24 hours away from the start of World Series game number one between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Of course, I told you that right now, Thursday Night Football, the Chargers lead Minnesota 21-3 at halftime. We will be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you've missed a second of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow. Don't miss a minute. Don't miss a second. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our producer, Ryan Bacher. Please, people, be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Bart Winkler coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.